Auxiliary's View by Patricia Hale, BVAA recorder and past president. This article has one photo of the BVAA seal. Official caregivers of the BVA. Father Thomas J. Carroll is rightfully credited with starting the Blinded Veterans Association following a gathering of concerned individuals at Avon Old Farms, Connecticut in March 1945. He was a man thinking ahead of his time on blindness, how it affects the individual, and how to understand blindness and the blinded individual who once had sight. In the preface to Reverend Thomas J. Carroll's book, Blindness, What It Is, What It Does, and How to Live With It, Jacob Levine, Ph.D., states that, quote, Father Carroll wrote his book as a practical guide for the blinded and for those who mean to help them, end quote. The introduction for whom this book is written lists at the top, quote, for workers with the blind, professional and non-professional, paid and unpaid, end quote, and, quote, those of us who retain our sight can only come to some understanding of the congenitally blind by gaining understanding of the person who once had sight and had lost it. By gaining a greater insight into these problems, we can also come closer to a recognition of the problems of those who have never seen, end quote. Assessments of the blind in American society indicate that 80 to 90% of the blind were once sighted, and most of those lost their sight due to age-related issues and diseases. Many also lost their sight due to illness or injury. A share of those are service-connected and are the reason for the beginning of the BVA. Quote, blinded veterans helping blinded veterans, end quote, hence is the motto of the BVA, chartered by Congress in 1945. Father Carroll and the authors of the BVA bylaws recognize the need for understanding and support for our blinded veterans. In addition to working with the Veterans Health Administration, including blind rehabilitation for our blinded veterans, other training and centers, and the VIST and BROS programs, the BVA bylaws include Article 17, which authorized an auxiliary consisting of family and friends of the BVA to assist and support the BVA and themselves, those who care about and give their all to our blinded veterans. The result of Article 17 is that the Blinded Veterans Association Auxiliary, BVAA, was begun in 1977. Since then, the BVAA, as individuals and as a group, have accepted the responsibility of being primary caregivers for our blinded veterans and the BVA. Included in their support efforts, the BVAA has subsequently sponsored BVAA groups at the regional level. During at least the past 10 years, the BVAA, at our joint national conventions, has offered caregiver sessions to help the blinded veterans and their caregivers understand, communicate, and further their knowledge in blindness and the individualized care helpful to our blinded veterans. These caregiver sessions have been offered with collaboration from blinded veterans, blind counselors, trained VA employees, caregivers, and members of the BVAA. Join us again next issue for more on caregivers and blindness.